Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I'm glad you're here. And today we're going to talk about plastic. Plastic is all around us. We live in a world of, in a plastic world, don't we? And unfortunately, what we know is that plastic is very bad for the human body. The body needs zero plastic. It's not a substance that we need to be part of our regular daily intake. However, we are seeing it more and more being ingested in really all of us because of what we're surrounded with and how we cook and what we store our food in. And let's talk about that a minute. We know that individuals who go through all the stages of Alzheimer's and then later an autopsy is done, they have the equivalent of one plastic spoon worth of plastic in the brain. Think about that. That is just horrendously awful. How in the world did it get there? Well, that's what I want to help you understand. You drink water from a plastic bottle. You heat food in the microwave in a plastic container. You get boil-in bag rice or pasta and you cook in that bag. You buy wonderful, absolutely, I think, fantastic tasting roasted chicken from Costco. I love that. They used to put it in a plastic container. Now they put it in a plastic bag. I don't know why one's better than the other. One way or the other, what's happening is that plastic is leaching into the food. And then you eat it, or you drink the water, or you drink the sodas, whatever that are in the plastic bottles, and you are ingesting that into your body. It gets into your bloodstream. It crosses the blood-brain barrier, and now we have plastic in the brain. And that's really a horrible thing to think about. It's also true that if you are freezing in plastic, that the plastic still does leach into your food. You really don't need plastic. You need to stay away from plastic. And so that's what I'm going to help you have ideas on how to do that. So first of all, what do you drink out of? Well, not plastic bottles. Don't buy water in plastic bottles. What I'd like for you to do, I highly recommend you get a water purifier. I have one that sits on my counter. I've told you about it before. It's by Sans, S-A-N-S. And it pumps, it dispenses the water into a glass container. And then we pour it into a Yeti or a Stanley cup or whatever. A glass would be great. A coffee cup will work good, but not plastic, and drink from that. And then what do I cook in the microwave? Well, I'm going to be honest, I don't use the microwave a whole great deal, although I have read about it lately as to the safety of using your microwave, and it is safe as long as your microwave door shuts properly. And if it doesn't, in most microwaves nowadays, it probably would not come on, but if you have an old microwave, it might need to go to the dump and replace it with a newer microwave that is shutting properly and not emitting anything into the room that's harmful to you. But if you're going to cook in the microwave, you're going to use glass. Always use glass. If you're wanting to boil something that's in a bag, don't use that bag. Put it in a glass container and then cover it with another glass plate. I don't cover with Saran wrap and put in the microwave because that Saran wrap's going to leach down into my food. I even don't like using paper towels because there are chemicals in those paper towels. So I just put a plate on top of it, and that's how I use, how I heat or cook in my microwave. Now, how do I store food? Well, in the freezer, the way I store food is in glass jars. I buy mason jars at Walmart. Actually, I think they sell Ball, B-A-L-L brand jars. Six of one, half a dozen of the other, literally. And I freeze items in those jars. Now, if you think about how a jar is made, it comes straight up and then it curves in, and then you have the lid. And that area where it curves in is called the collar. You don't want to bring food up to that collar. You want to leave room for the food to expand, or else it's going to burst and you're going to have a mess and you're not going to like me at all. And I don't want that to happen. Now, what you put in those jars is kind of important. If you're putting something you want to get to readily, that jar might not be the best way to do it. For instance, frozen onion. I like to buy onion, chop it up, and freeze it so that when I'm ready to cook, I've got frozen onion chopped up and I can just dump some out. But it wants to stick together, to clump together. So you go to get it out and that doesn't work real well. So what you can do is try to warm that jar up with your hands or pour really, really, really cold water on top of that frozen jar. You put it under warm water or hot water, it's going to crack. And again, that's not good. And I hate losing one of my jars because, you know, I paid money for them. What you can easily put in jars like that is fresh broccoli or fresh cauliflower, chia seeds, flax seeds that you have ground ahead of time. I take the time to grind a quart of flax seed and I just have it ready to go. Those kinds of things that have space in between them. And then you can take the end of a plastic spatula or something and pop a piece of cauliflower or broccoli loose. But I'll tell you another way you can store those bigger items rather than putting them in a jar, and that's by using freezer paper. So I pull off a span of freezer paper, I put those items in there, I fold the freezer paper over, and if I'm remembering correctly, yes, you use the shiny side up and the dull side out. That's important. Wrap it up, and I use painter's tape to hold that paper around the food item and to give a good wrapping seal on it. And then on that painter's tape, I write what's in there. Broccoli, chicken, avocado, whatever. I take, my husband enjoys the cauliflower crust pizza from Aldi. We bring it home, cut it in half. We scrape off the cheese. We scrape off whatever's on it. Gives me a good crust. And on that, I put good pizza sauce. I put that on it and I put some plant-based Parmesan cheese. And then I wrap it in that paper. I use the painter's tape, I write on it pizza, and here we've got a frozen pizza that's healthy and ready to go. Those kinds of things can help. I do use the jars for soup, but I lay those jars out several hours ahead of time so they can defrost on their own, and I don't have to worry about trying to work with a frozen clump of soup. So those are some ways you can store food in the refrigerator. Another item I use in the refrigerator, well, that's how I store food in the freezer, but an item I use in the refrigerator for my vegetables are cloth vegetable bags, and I buy those off of Amazon. I will be putting the link for those on my website so you can find them there. But they are mesh cotton muslin, I believe, bags with drawstring, and they came in, I think, three different sizes. So when I bring my vegetables home, I wash them with baking soda water, or sometimes I use white vinegar water. I dry them very thoroughly and put them in that bag so they're not exposed to plastic. When I bring fruit home, I take like the grapes, I'll wash those, let them dry, put them in a jar, put them in the refrigerator. Now, if you're putting in the refrigerator, you can fill that jar to the top. It's quite all right because it's not going to expand in the refrigerator. So keep those things in mind. You want to be careful on how you store your food and how you cook your food. Stay away from plastic. It is not your friend. And don't use plastic utensils in your pots and pans. Don't use utensils that are made from silicone in your pots and pans. Use stainless steel or titanium utensils. Stainless steel works really good and a lot less expensive than titanium. You can buy it at Walmart pretty cheaply, and that's safer. One day we're going to talk about your cookware and how your cookware, it might be hurting you also. I hope these are tips that you'll take and implement. You can't do it all at one time. I understand that. But do two or three things this week and maybe two or three things next week until you have a plastic-free kitchen. And therefore, you will begin to have a plastic-free body. Have a great day. Blessings and smiles.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with the transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.